Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. College Research Papers for Dummies by Joe Giampalmi is a practical academic writing guide for students facing college-level research assignments, especially those writing a formal research paper for the first time. Published by For Dummies in 2023, the book fits within the student reference and composition handbook genre, but its focus is narrower than a general writing manual. It is organized around the complete research paper process, from understanding an assignment and shaping a workable research question to finding sources, supporting an argument, drafting, revising, and preparing the finished paper in an academically acceptable form. Giampalmi, an educator with decades of experience teaching writing and research courses, presents the subject as a sequence of manageable decisions rather than a single intimidating task. The book is designed to reduce uncertainty by explaining what instructors generally expect from research writing and by translating academic conventions. Including documentation and style expectations into practical steps, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning a broad assignment into a focused research question. A central value of College Research Papers for Dummies is its attention to the early stage of research paper planning, where many student projects become too broad, too vague, or too difficult to support. The book treats a research paper not as a report on everything available about a topic, but as a structured response to a defined question. This distinction matters because a topic such as social media, climate policy, or student debt can produce scattered summary unless it is narrowed into a question that can be investigated within the assignment limits. Giampalmi's approach emphasizes scope, purpose, and feasibility. A useful research question must be specific enough to guide searching and evaluating sources, but not so narrow that the writer cannot find credible evidence. This planning stage also connects directly to the thesis, since a strong thesis should answer a real question rather than merely announce a subject. By foregrounding this decision, the book helps students avoid the common pattern of collecting sources first and trying to discover an argument later. Secondly, finding. Evaluating and documenting academic sources, the book gives sustained attention to the research component of research writing, which is often where first-year college writers encounter unfamiliar expectations. Rather than treating sources as material to be inserted after drafting, College Research Papers for Dummies positions sourcework as the foundation for credible academic argument. The practical issue is not simply finding information, but judging whether a source is appropriate for a college paper. Students must distinguish between general web content, background information, scholarly sources, and material that may be biased, outdated, or insufficiently supported. The guide's emphasis on gathering and documenting sources reflects a core academic principle: claims gain authority when readers can trace evidence back to reliable origins. Documentation also protects the writer from accidental plagiarism by making source boundaries visible. Giampalmi's background in APA style and composition is relevant here, since the book links research habits with citation practices rather than presenting citation as a final technical core. This approach encourages students to record source details early, keep evidence organized, and understand why attribution is part of scholarly credibility. Thirdly, building an argument from evidence instead of summarizing sources. A recurring challenge in student research papers is the difference between assembling information and making an argument. College Research Papers for Dummies addresses this by stressing the relationship among thesis, evidence, and explanation. A research paper should not read like a sequence of source summaries placed in paragraph form. Each source has to serve a purpose in developing the writer's central claim. This means students must decide what role a piece of evidence plays. It may define a problem, support a reason, complicate an assumption, provide a comparison, or show why an opposing view has limits. The book's practical orientation is useful because it connects argument building to organization. Paragraphs need controlling ideas, not just quotations or paraphrases. Evidence needs interpretation, not just presentation. The writer must show how the evidence supports the claim and why that connection matters. This emphasis helps students move from reporting what other authors say toward producing a paper that has analytical direction. It also reflects a key expectation of college writing: independent reasoning supported by documented research. Fourthly, writing clear academic prose without unnecessary complexity. Giampalmi's teaching background is visible in the book's emphasis on clarity, active writing, and sentence-level control. College research papers often fail not because the student lacks information, but because the prose obscures relationships among ideas. The book's focus on active voice, grammar, punctuation, and support reflects a practical belief that academic writing should be precise rather than inflated. A clear prose allows readers to follow the writer's reasoning, identify the claim being made, and see how evidence contributes to that claim. This is especially important in research papers, where students must integrate their own analysis with the language of sources. unclear sentences can blur the boundary between the writer's point and a source's point, increasing both confusion and citation risk. The book's attention to mechanics, including conventions such as commas and sentence structure, is not merely cosmetic. These choices shape readability and credibility. By presenting style as part of argument rather than as decoration, the guide helps students understand that strong academic prose is controlled, direct, and organized around the reader's need to understand evidence and reasoning. Lastly, revising, formatting, and finalizing a paper for academic evaluation. The final stages of a research paper receive important attention because a draft is not the same as a finished academic submission. College Research Papers for Dummies treats revision as a necessary process of checking the paper's logic, evidence, organization, and presentation. This matters because many student papers are drafted under pressure and retain problems that are not visible during initial writing. Effective revision asks whether the thesis still matches the evidence, whether paragraphs follow a logical order, whether transitions guide the reader, and whether source material is integrated accurately. Editing then addresses grammar, punctuation, sentence clarity, and consistency. The book also recognizes that formatting and documentation are part of academic evaluation. Requirements such as APA style, reference entries, in-text citations, title pages, and other presentation details communicate that the writer understands scholarly conventions. These elements do not replace strong thinking, but they influence how the work is received. By linking revision with final formatting, the guide encourages students to treat completion as a disciplined review process rather than a last-minute check for surface errors. In conclusion, College Research Papers for Dummies is best suited for undergraduate students who need a practical guide to the full research paper process, particularly first-year students, returning students, and writers who feel uncertain about academic expectations. It can also be useful for instructors, tutors, and writing center staff who want a student-friendly resource that explains research writing without assuming advanced familiarity with scholarly conventions. The main benefit is practical clarity. Readers can use the book to break a large assignment into stages, defining a research question, locating credible sources, shaping a thesis, organizing evidence, drafting readable prose, revising, and applying documentation requirements. Its intellectual benefit is more modest, but still important. It helps students understand research writing as disciplined inquiry rather than as a mechanical exercise in collecting. Sources. Compared with many writing handbooks, the book stands out because it focuses specifically on college research papers rather than covering every form of academic writing equally. Compared with citation manuals, it places documentation within the larger act of argument building. Compared with brief online advice, it offers a coherent sequence supported by the author's long teaching experience. Its realistic strength is accessibility. It translates academic standards into usable procedures while still treating evidence, attribution, and revision as serious parts of college-level work. If you would like to support JoJam Palmy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.